Hallelujah. Oh, God, you're doing it right now. You're doing it right now. That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let it happen right now. Let it happen right now. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I thank you. Spirit, you promised, God. You promised that outpouring. And our song is just a connection with that promise, oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And his spirit is definitely upon us. His spirit is definitely here. You may be seated, and if you are joining us online, APC members, our friends and guests and others, we welcome you to this missions conference. For some, it may be a first experience. But I promise you it will be a good experience because Jesus is about this world. He is about transforming this world and transforming lives. And it can happen anywhere. It happens here in St. Louis. It happens here on Barracks View. But it happens in so many places across our nation. But it doesn't stay there. But across our world, it happens. And that's what this weekend helps us to focus upon during this missions conference. It's another step. This is not just one isolated event for APC, but it's another step toward obedience to the commission by the Lord when he said, you go into all of the world. And what he meant by that was, yes, some will physically go, but then others of us will go by way of our prayers. I'm speaking to people right now that you have been burdened at various times, or you have been impressed at various times. For people in nations, people you know and some of them you don't know, but you were impressed to pray for them. And our God, who is omniscient and omnipresent, while you couldn't be there because you prayed with faith, the power and the presence of God was there. This weekend is about taking another step. I am so thankful for the legacy of giving. It started long before any of us were even here, by pastors and leaders and members who had a vision for the whole gospel to the whole world. And so this is another step. And if the Lord tarries, we're going to keep taking steps to obey that command of the Lord to go into all the world. We're very glad today to have with us Brother Scotty Slayton, who will be coming in just a little while. We welcome him, our General Secretary of our UPCI Global Missions Division. And he has carried a burden. He has been a missionary. And, of course, you have met him before. And he will be coming to help us sharpen our vision by way of faith promise in just a little while. And then it is very good to have Brother and Sister Harold Linder with us. Sister Lisa Linder, Brother Harold Linder. And they pastor Heaven View United Pentecostal Church in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So they are not a missionary. But wait a minute. Yes, they are. To Winston-Salem. And then, of course, they have been very, very involved in the work of missions around the world in various locations and serving. And presently, he serves as the Global Missions Director of the North Carolina District and has previously served on a Global Missions Board. They are friends of APC, and we're so glad and so thankful that they are here with us for this weekend. They're going to come in just a few moments, these men, and going to speak to us from their hearts and from the word of the Lord. We're going to pray for them in just a moment. I told them before, typically for guests, they talk about some things, and they talk about us and some niceties and some formalities. I told them they can forgo all of that today because we do have this limited time. But God, as Michael said, is not limited. And God is going to talk to us and speak to us and work in us. This morning, in consideration for today, there was a deep impression. I just ask you, leave yourself open. God is going to do something in this service today that is going to be life impacting, meaning the rest of your life, and eternity impacting. It is going to have an impact upon the eternity that you will spend. At first, when that impression came to me, I was thinking of those who would be present or would be viewing in our services today. But then after that, it seemed like there was a further thought that said it's going to be life impacting for somebody that is touched by a prayer. Folks, pray when we are asked to pray. Pray with passion, because we don't know. We can pray here and somebody in Nigeria can be touched by the presence of God. God knows who that is, and God knows how they need it. Or it could be somebody across town. But people are going to be impacted, both those of us who are here. There will be a call laid on somebody's heart, a call to salvation and a call to service. But we leave ourselves open. Would you join me together and stand? And I want us to pray now. Pray for Brother and Sister Linder. Pray for Brother Sladen today, if you would. And then add to that prayer, oh Lord, to help us to stay open. Now, Lord, I pray, I thank you for these men and women of God. I thank you for them, Lord. I thank you for them, oh God. And I pray your strength to them physically, spiritually, emotionally. Anoint them, God, in their duties and responsibilities that they carry out in day to day. I pray whatever it is, pastoring or Brother Sladen in the Global Missions Division, I pray your anointing upon them, oh God, and upon our missionaries, and upon every soul around this world, God. You're impacting us. You're touching us. You are helping us today. I pray, oh Lord, we leave ourselves open. We leave ourselves open to you, oh God. We leave ourselves open to you, Jesus. We thank you for it, oh Lord. Oh, we thank you for it. We thank you for it. We thank you for it. Oh, yes, we leave ourselves open. God, touch everybody in this room today. Touch everybody that is online right now. I pray, oh God, go to them. Go to their special needs right now, and then go to their hearts and their lives, oh God. Oh, it's so vital. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Brother Linder. Come, bless you, sir.
Get my wife to help me. I know you've been standing for just a few moments, but I want to turn your direction to the scripture. I don't have time to say how much I love Pastor and Sister Williford and their family. Don't have time to say how much I love Brother Reaver and the other leaders of this church. I don't have time to say how much I appreciate the ministry of Brother Sladen. And I know he doesn't have time to tell you how happy he is to be here with me. I'm trying to obey you, Pastor. I do want to say, as you turn to Matthew 19, that I am so thankful for the legacy of missions and giving represented by this church, and honored to be a part of that today. And what a privilege to be with the K through Z's. Why would you worship with the A through J's if you could worship with the K through Z's? That's all I got to say about that until later. Matthew 19 and verse 27, some of you are familiar with this rich young ruler that obviously had kept all the commandments, done everything he could do, and then he said, Lord, what do I got to do to be saved? And of course, you are probably familiar. Jesus said, well, just go sell everything you got, come and follow me. And he went away very sorrowful. He was very sad about that. And the apostle Peter was watching all this go down, and he said, man, we've given a whole lot already. That's how I feel about APC. You've given a whole lot already, haven't you? Through the years, you have given yourself to prayer, finance, serving, and it's a beautiful legacy. And this is what Jesus said to Peter, and perhaps what he would say to us. Peter answered and said to him, see, we have left all and followed you. Therefore, what shall we have? And in a nutshell, Jesus said, well, I'm going to bless you, but what you are really going to experience is eternal life. That's really what we're in the process of being a part of here, is eternal life. I would like to just speak to you for a little bit on investing in eternity. And I know we've just prayed, but one more time, just quickly, Lord, help us to receive from you exactly what you want to say in Jesus' name. I don't want to mess this up, Lord. I want to be a vessel you can use in Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated, and thank you so much for being here this morning. I love to be around Faith Promise services and missionary conferences because I love missionaries. I love families like the Slayton family and so many others we can name that really know what it's like to forsake all to answer the call of Jesus Christ. One missionary of history said it this way. He said, I have but one candle of life to burn, and I would rather burn it out in a land filled with darkness than in a land flooded with light. And that's the reason why we are all compelled to give to missions. There was another great leader in mission history that said, if I had 1,000 lives, I would give them all for China. And I know we know stories that we could tell today. In fact, I read not too long ago about the history of our own apostolic missionary force in the United Pentecostal Church, and even predating us as an organization. In 1896, Pearl Holmes left for Liberia, and she gave 53 years of missionary service to that nation. And then the Pentecostal Herald decided to highlight her efforts, and they told her story. And in that Pentecostal Herald article, they said that she went into the interior of Liberia with just $4 cash. But she trusted the Lord to get her through. She said there were times they'd have to kill a deer or a wild hog for a few dollars. But she said even though the suffering was intense, they just prayed to be more like Jesus. I think that's what compels us to realize there is a cause that's bigger than our own comfort. There's an opportunity to invest in something that is beyond ourselves. But I think what we need to recognize today is even though we celebrate heroes of the faith that have given their all for the nations and countries of the world, I want to suggest to each of you that in reality, they were not reaching out just for a country across the seas. They were seeking a better country than that. In the book of Hebrews, it says, they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And if they had been mindful of the country from which they came out, they might have had opportunity to return. I don't believe it's talking about people that leave the U.S. to go to Asia or Africa or wherever. I believe it's talking about men and women of God that make up their mind somewhere in their journey with Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. I have decided that there is a better world. There is a better country, and this world is not my home. Some respond to that by going, and all of us respond to that by giving. But we are all seeking a better country. In Hebrews we read, they desire a better country that is a heavenly country, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. The Apostolic Pentecostal Church is filled with godly givers that have made it possible for missionaries to reach the world. And what we have in common with every single one of those missionaries is that God has prepared for us a country, a city. This whole while that you've been given to missions, you've been investing in eternity. We celebrate souls that have been one. We celebrate people that have been baptized in Jesus' name by the hundreds of thousands. We celebrate those that have been filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues. But all the while, we have been looking for a city. We have been looking for a country. We have been reaching for that place whose builder and maker is God. Praise God. It can be troubling to give all you have, sell everything you've got, and go to a nation you've never been to. But you know what else can be troubling? To fill out a card on a Sunday morning and say, God, I don't know where it's going to come from, but I just feel this tug that you're speaking to me. That can be troubling. But I preach to you today, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. Behold, I go to prepare a place for you. I remember being in a service like this at my own church, and a single lady came up after church and said to my wife, I've been saving up for a house, but God told me to give it to missions today. You know, as pastor, we were a little bit concerned because she had been so faithful. She really deserved to get into that kind of season of life. But how could we withstand the voice of God? I'm not here to tell you today that a few months later she moved into a brand new home, bought and paid for. Nah, she's still renting today. But I tell you what, her heart's not troubled because she's not living for this world. She is investing for that world. I'm not telling anybody to sell their house, but I want to celebrate APC today that everything you've given has been an investment in eternity. Oh, would you clap your hands and thank the Lord for every opportunity to invest in the work of God. Praise God. It was said of the early Christians, and this is so cool, that they were preoccupied with the subject of heaven. In AD 125, a writer of that time was writing about the success of a new religion. We call it Christianity. This is what he wrote. If any righteous man among the Christians passes from this world, they rejoice and they offer thanks to God, and they escort his body with songs of thanksgiving as if this person was setting off from one place to another nearby. They were just preoccupied with heaven. The Apostle Paul said it this way, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. You know, the only way that I've been able to handle loved ones and ministry heroes of mine that have passed away in the last year is to just remind myself that this corruption has got to put on incorruption. That this mortality has got to put on immortality, because we are not living for this world. There is a world that has been promised to us where there is no pain, there is no sorrow, there is no sickness, there is no death. My brothers and sisters, we are not fools today to say, you know what, I've got a few investments here in this world, but by far and away, my greatest treasure is for another world. My greatest investment is for eternity today, because for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. And so I believe that the historical record of AD 2021, the historical record of the Apostolic Pentecostal Church of our generation, will read that the COVID Christians were preoccupied with heaven. I spent all last year asking God to change all this mess. You know what I decided this year? I'm looking for a city. I'm looking for a country. I'm investing in eternity. I want to say that at Apostolic Pentecostal Church, we are not preoccupied with pleasures. We are not preoccupied with problems. We are not preoccupied with pandemics. We are not preoccupied with politics. We are preoccupied with revival. We are preoccupied with a harvest of souls. We are preoccupied with giving our best. And most of all, we are preoccupied with a city called heaven. Oh, if that's you, would you clap your hands and shout unto God? If that's where your treasure is, would you lift your voice out and say, I'm going to a city. I'm on my way. Praise God. Some give by going. Some go by giving. But we are all investing in eternity. One translation of Philippians 1, it's not one that I rely on for serious Bible study, but it does make the English language just pop out. It's the New Living Translation, and verse number 20, it says about the Apostle Paul, for to me, living means living for Christ, and dying is even better. But if I live, I can do more fruitful work for Christ. So I really don't know which is better. If I live, I can fill out that faith promise card. I can keep giving to missions. If I live, I can keep inviting people to church. If I live, I can keep telling people about Jesus. If I die, woo! I'm on my way to a much better place. So he said this, and you can relate. I'm torn between two desires. Now, before the pandemic, my desires were a little bit different than they are now. I was torn between two desires. You know, should we go to Starbucks or maybe a Happy Meal? I was torn. Before the pandemic, I was torn between two desires, a cruise with the wife or taking the kids to Disney. But you know what? And I'm not preaching against cruises, and I hope we can all go to Disney again someday. But things are different now. I feel like I can relate a little bit more. And he went on to say, I am torn between two desires. I long to go and be with Christ, which is far better for me. But for your sakes, it is better that I can continue to live. I want to say to APC, the only reason why you are surviving and thriving in these last days is because God wants you to pray more and give more and serve more so that the lost can be rescued in our generation. And I hope you feel the tug of a world that's much better than this world. And yet in your spirit you're saying, as long as I'm here, I'm going to give to missions. As long as I'm here, I'm going to reach lost souls. As long as I'm here, I'm going to invest in eternity. Praise God. And so we read in Colossians, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. He goes on to say, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Pastor Williford, thank you. In the middle of a pandemic, in the middle with the world coming to an end, thank you for having another missions conference. Because now we can all experience the great reset. I'm not setting my affections on the things of this world. I am setting my affections on the things above. And when I fill out that card in just a few moments, as Brother Slayton comes and helps us, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to store up treasure in heaven, because I just feel like any day now a trumpet's going to sound, and I want my last efforts in this life to be investing in eternity. Some give by going and some go by giving, but all of us acknowledge that when we have given all, it's not just for new houses and new cars and raises on the job. In fact, I hate to tell you this, in the next service, I'll preach about all that stuff. But sometimes there are people that just recognize, and maybe it's the L through Z's that understand, even if God never blesses me in this life, I'm going to invest in eternity because Jesus is coming soon. And I know I can't buy my way to heaven, but I can invest in eternity. Praise God. As the musicians come, he is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. And Jesus said it this way, what is a man profited if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? And he went on to say, when the Son of Man comes in all of his glory, this is what's going to happen. He shall reward every man according to his works. I know we're not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold. I know we're not redeemed by filling out a card. Please don't misunderstand. I know you got to put your faith in Jesus and what he did on the cross. You need to repent of your sins today and be baptized in Jesus' name and seek to be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's the only way to be ready for eternity. But for the rest of us, we should invest in eternity, because our missionaries are investing every single day. And we celebrate that on a typical day in just the United Pentecostal Church around the world. 449 people will be baptized in Jesus' name, and 446 will receive the Holy Ghost speaking with other tongues. But that's only possible because APC says we are investing in eternity today. Would you close your eyes and raise your hands and say, Jesus, thank you so much for the opportunity that I have to invest in eternity. And now I wonder if you could just lift your voice just a little bit where you're seated and say, Jesus, no matter what you ask of me today, no matter what you require of me today, I'm investing in eternity in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.